Praise the Lord, church. Good morning. What a beautiful day the Lord has created. I would like to encourage you from the book of Psalm, chapter 5, verse 3. In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my requests before you and wait in expectation, or I look forward to what you are going to do in my life. When you look at the psalmist David's life, he was a man who was given to prayer. He was a man who would awaken the dawn, and he would wait on the Lord, and he would hear the beautiful nature awaken in the early morning, and would admire and praise God for everything. So he says in the book of Psalm chapter 5, give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation, give heed to the voice of my cry, my King and my God. For to you I will pray, my voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up. For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness, nor shall evil dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand in your sight. You hate all workers of iniquity. You shall destroy those who speak falsehood. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into your house in the multitude of your mercy. In fear of you, I will worship toward your holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before my face, for there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is destruction. Their throat is an open tomb. They flatter with their tongue. Pronounce them guilty, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against you. But let all those rejoice who put their trust in you. Let them ever shout for joy, because you defend them. Let those also who love your name be joyful to you, for you, O Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. You will surround him as with a shield. Hallelujah. That is the, you know, a heart of a man who's totally devoted to God, sold out, passionate. And that's why God loved David, and he called him a man after his own heart, because he was perpetually in common communion with Jehovah. And he always sought God's face, no matter in what situation he was in. And, you know, that's what we are called to do. That's what we are, to be abiding in the Christ, to have an intimate relationship with God, so that we'll always be fruitful in the presence of God. This morning, that's my prayer for you, that you'll be fruitful, that you'll be blessed. As verse 12 says, for you, O Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. You will surround him as with a shield. Today you'll be surrounded with favor as with a shield. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day. Lord God Almighty, we thank you that you never fail. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are a good God. You are a gracious God. You are a merciful God. You are slow to anger and plenteous in mercy, your word says. And Father, we thank you because you are, O Lord God Almighty, O Father, a God who cares for your people. We are your people. We are your sheep, the sheep of your pasture. You lead us besides the still waters and green pastures. You will uphold us with your right righteous hand. You will keep us from the evil one, and you will bless us and enlarge our territory in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you, Lord, today as your people have stepped out to their jobs and to their businesses and running the errands for the day. I release your anointing and I release your favor. Your favor will surround them as with a shield. And Lord, I pray that you will lift them up, O Lord, and bless them and honor them, O God, in their workplaces. They will behold the glory of the living God, that they truly will be the salt, the light, and a voice unto the nations. And I pray that through them, the name of Jesus will be exalted. They will be the aroma of Christ wherever they are, and bless them. I pray for the ones who are sick in our midst. Lord, I send forth your word of healing into their bodies. I rebuke every manner of sickness, every power of Satan that threatens the life in any way. I rebuke it in Jesus' name. And Lord, I release your Holy Spirit. I release your healing upon them. Father, and I thank you for making them whole. For by your stripes and by your wounds, we were healed and made whole. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a good day, and God be with you. Bye-bye.